Shubhodaya, Namo Namaha. Yoga means union towards working together to accomplish great things in life. A small stream, river stream, by itself cannot satiate the thirst of a single person. If many streams join together, it can nourish many communities along the way, satiate the thirst of many communities along the way. One of the important components of yoga is service. Serving is one of the important components. It is said the serving hands are better than praying hands. I may be going to the place of worship every day and with the folded hands I will be praying. It is said serving hands are far superior than praying hands. Service is far superior. The karma yoga means with the attitude of service. Attitude of service, we have to do the action. If there is no attitude of service, if only I am doing, I am exerting, it is nothing but a burden. That work becomes a burden. In Valmiki Ramayana, in the Yuddhakand, Lord Shri Rama tells Hanuman, there are three types of people doing the service. The top type, the best type, they do more than what is expected. What has been told, they do such a thing that they bring glory to their master. They bring glory to the humanity. That is the highest type. The second type of people are doing just what is told. That too, after urging, you have to remind them again and again, and they do just what has been told. The last category of people, they, even after being urged, they are not interested in doing. That's the third category. Third category, Lord Ramachandra said, you are the topmost. I sent you only to look out for, find Goddess Sita, but you have done far greater than what has been expected. You went there, you not only found Sita, it is a very hard task to leap across. You found Sita, and not only there, and measured the strengths of the enemy side, Rakshasa strength. You not only that one, you destroyed the major portion of the army. Not only that, you made an appointment with Ravana and told about what we stand for. You asked him to return Sita, otherwise face the consequence. You boldly said, not only that, you went through each and every lane of Lanka and gauged topography of Lanka, what are the strengths and weakness of the army, what are the gates, where are the gates, and which way we have to enter. You measured everything. Not only that, when you are coming back, you showed a taste by burning the whole Lanka. What can I give you? I have nothing to give you for your work you have done, O Hanuman. All I can give myself in the form of an embrace. I will give myself as an embrace to you. And that is the top type of service. The service, the karma yoga as an offering. Do not to be nudged every time. Do that one. Hanuman, it is in the Ramayana, Lord Rama says how the attitude of a yogi, what should be the attitude of a yogi, Lord Ramachandra talks about, and Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about karma yoga is a must. Without action you cannot manifest yourself. Many yogis, they go and contemplate in Himalayas and many places. Why they do? They want to garner the strength. They have to come down to serve. To get the garner the energy, they do a lot of intense tapas. The culmination of their sadhana comes down. They come into the plains to infuse confidence into the people. That is why they do the sadhana. Not only for their own emancipation, they want to come down and infuse the confidence. Evam jnatva kritam karma purvai rapi mumukshubihi kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purve purvataram kritam. Shri Krishna says, having known the secret of your freedom, purvai rapi mumukshubihi, the seekers of liberation in the past, how they have done, you also have to do that. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam. Do the karma yoga in this attitude. The people of liberation, in the past how they have done, Sri Krishna says, you also must do that one. If you are expecting the emancipation in your life, freedom in your life, kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, purve purvataram kritam. How they have done in the past. Great people, how they have done, you also do that one. Do that one. Hanuman is an example. How he has done. He's a motivation for all the karma yogis. Everyone is a needy person. Everyone, whether a rich or poor, everyone is a needy person. Needy person, you can't say, I can't serve. In Australia, there is no opportunity to do the service. Had it been in a third world country, I could have done. Everyone is a needy person. Whether it's a rich person, some people are needing the basic amenities, food, shelter, and the clothing is a basic. Some are after the health, they need a health point. Some are in need of a knowledge. Some need happiness in their life. Some people requires the path to the liberation. Everyone is seeking. Many people do not know. People know. Other day one person said, I think I need something, but I don't know what I need. Many people's case is that one. We need that one, but we don't know what we need in our life. And there is a difference between need and wants. It is said, earth has enough to satisfy the needs of the whole population. But whole earth cannot satisfy the want of a single person. Earth cannot satisfy, in the Kathopanishad, Nachiketa, five-year-old child, and he asked for the Yama, he asked about the metaphysical science, knowledge about metaphysical science. Yama wanted to test this boy and he started alluring him. I will give that toy, I will give that one worldly riches and so much of temptations. And Nachiketa said, I cannot be tempted, don't tempt me, you cannot satisfy my wants. You cannot satisfy my wants. If you give $1 billion, I will put another zero next to that one. Give me 10 billion. If you give 10 billion, I will say another one, 100 billion. You cannot satisfy my want. And you can, Nachiketa said, not to tempt me. I know the limitation of the wants. What I give me the knowledge about the metaphysical science. That the Kathopanishad talks about that one. And wants are, how we are getting the wants, the senses are uncontrolled. Senses are uncontrolled, our intellect is clouded. So, mind is drawn by the senses, mind goes by the senses, and that leads to that wants in our life. I want that one. I'm not satisfied what I have. More and more leads to self-destruction. So, it is in the Middle Eastern religions. Religion says, talks about curb the object. They are talking about, hey, poor man, you are blessed. The way to the heaven is open for you. They are talking about poor man, that means to curb the wants, they say, shun the object. In the Islam also, it is talking about shun the object. So, you will be in, you can minimize your wants. Now, what Upanishads are talking about, object is not the problem. Object are there, you have abundance in life. Have abundance, but control your senses. Object is not the problem, and having a burqa around, that one is not a problem. Not that one. Have control over your senses. Have the senses under your control. When you have the senses under the control, that is the mastery. Have everything in abundance. Abundance, and still you have the control and using the intellect. That in Sri Krishna it talks about Indriya have the control over the papapnam prajahi hyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Krishna is talking about Indriyanyadyo have the control over your senses. Papnana, the senses, our senses are drawing us towards the objects. Have the control over your senses using the intellect. If you let the mind go, it will come to bring out to your destruction. And papnanam prajahi henam jnana vijnana nashanam. That's the mind, along with marrying with the senses, it will destroy your personality. And Sri Krishna talks about tasmat tum indriyanyadyo, tasmat, therefore, indriyanyadyo, you control your senses. So, yoga, it is talking about the foundation of yoga. It is talking about is yama and niyama. Yama and niyama are talking about how to control your mind, control your senses. You need to have rules and regulations in your life. Without rules and regulation in your life, you cannot move about. You need the rules and regulation. The rules and regulation in the life, it is given in Yama and Niyama. When you have the rules and regulations in your life, it trains your senses. Rules and regulations are given. Why? So that you have the senses, you can manage your senses better. You can manage your mind better so that you won't come down, destroy your own personality. You won't destroy your own personality. So, the yoga is for your upliftment, so that you won't ruin yourself. And it is talking about karma yoga. Bring out the best in you. Karma yoga, through the service attitude, that is the path of the liberation. Lie down on your back.